The new drug lab with $500,000 in state-of-the-art equipment is located in Springfield. The five civilian chemists who work there will perform drug identification and certification in about 150 cases a month for police agencies in all four western Massachusetts counties, according to Colonel Timothy Albin, superintendent of the Massachusetts State Police.
This will be a very busy facility as we continue to ratchet up the operation.
Criminal drug testing for police departments in western Massachusetts was previously done at a crime lab in Amherst, operated by the State Department of Public Health. It closed 2 years ago after an analyst was arrested for stealing cocaine she was supposed to be testing. A scandal where a chemist falsified test results led to the closing in 2012 of the state drug lab in Boston.
And in August of 2012, I said we would fix that we would identify the issues that were outstanding, fix the procedures, fix the policies, get the right people in place, and get that under the umbrella of the state police. And I'm honored to say that this is another step in that entire process here today.
Albin said the new drug lab in Springfield employs all the systems and safeguards recommended in a report by the Massachusetts Inspector General on the Boston drug lab scandal.
I think we've answered, not only have we answered them, but those regulations, that accreditation really that he focused on, was in place here long before the legislature decided to move the DPH facility over to the state police. So I'm confident that we have the leadership, we have the policies, and now we have the international accreditation to ensure all of those concerns.
Northwestern District Attorney David Sullivan praised the new drug lab. He said several drug cases were sabotaged as a result of the misconduct in the Amherst lab.
This restores the integrity of the state lab system. The Mass State Police have always had very high standards, and now taking it from Department of Public Health to Mass State Police is the right place for it to be and the right folks to be doing the testing.
Hamden District Attorney James Ornstein said the new lab will expedite trials and reduce travel time and expenses for police and lab workers who must testify at trials.
We also have the confidence that the people who are going to be working here will be of the utmost professionalism and competence so that we can have full reliability with respect to their results. We're looking forward to working with them. We couldn't be happier to have them here in Springfield.
The new drug lab in Springfield has a backlog of about 180 cases as a result of the closing of the Amherst lab that resulted in police having to send evidence to a lab in Worcester for analysis. Albin said the drug lab is a new addition to a 14,000-square-foot state police facility in Springfield that includes a ballistics lab, fingerprint analysis, DNA testing, and other crime scene investigations.
All of those units go out and service nothing but police services and prosecution and criminal justice services here in the four counties of western Massachusetts. So from Greenfield to Pittsfield and Springfield to Northampton, it's based all here.
The Springfield lab is one of nine satellites of the Central State Police Crime Lab in Sudbury. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.